USA Radio News with Wendy King.
More questions and answers in the Senate impeachment trial of President Trump. Justice John Roberts declined to read the question of Senator Rand Paul, which apparently intended to reveal the identity of the whistleblower.
Presiding officer declines to read the question as submitted.
Senator Paul then walked out of the Senate chamber and stepped up to reporters.
I can tell you that my question made no reference to any whistleblower or any kind of person of a complaint from a whistleblower.
He then said the name of the person he thinks is the whistleblower. The House has approved two measures aimed at clawing back President Trump's war powers, a direct result of recent aggression between Iran and the United States. The votes passed with 4 Republican defections on one measure and 11 on the other. President Trump tweeted, "Members should vote with their heart." This is USA Radio News.
130 million Americans made resolutions for 2020, with more than half focused on health. But most resolutions are broken by February. To help you start down the path toward better health outcomes, Ancestry Health is delivering actionable insights for you and your family. Marjan Champagne, Ancestry spokesperson and board-certified and licensed genetic counselor.
Through a supportive, actionable, and affordable experience, Ancestry Health includes access to educational information, genetic counseling resources, printable consumer and physician-ready reports, and a family health history tool, so you can take proactive steps with your healthcare provider to address potential health risks identified in your genes and family health history.
Why is the time right for Ancestry Health?
Your genes don't need to be your destiny. Understanding your familial and inherited health risks can help you take action to improve your chances of better health now and in the future.
Start down the path toward better health with Ancestry.com/health.
130 feet of President Trump's border wall was ripped off from gusty winds. The panels landed on some trees on the Mexican side of the border. Nearly 4 years after Britons voted to leave the European Union, members of the European Parliament on Wednesday gave final approval to Britain's departure on Friday. The European Parliament voted to approve the withdrawal agreement brokered by London and the EU and passed by British lawmakers. It was the final hurdle to Britain's exit from the 28-nation bloc after nearly a half century of membership. After Britain and the EU part ways on Friday, the two will negotiate terms of its future relationship beginning in March. Those discussions will include specific details on trade, travel, and other issues. A commemorative 50-pence coin will be issued on Friday upon Britain's exit, which reads, "Peace, prosperity, and friendship with all nations." You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A false story about the Kobe Bryant crash has led to a reporter's suspension. USA's Chris Barnes has the story.
ABC News chief national correspondent Matt Gutman's been suspended by the network after inaccurately reporting on Sunday that all 4 of Kobe Bryant's children, quote, are believed to be on that helicopter with him, all daughters, one of them a newborn, end quote. He later corrected the error and apologized, writing on Twitter, "Today I inaccurately reported it was believed that 4 of Kobe Bryant's children were on board that flight. It's incorrect. I apologize to Kobe's family, friends, and to our viewers." An ABC News representative did not divulge the length of Gutman's suspension. Gutman's been at ABC since 2008. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The deadly coronavirus has spread into the U.S. Robert Redfield of the CDC.
Today, in conjunction with the Illinois Department of Public Health, CDC is announcing the first instance of person-to-person spread of the new coronavirus in the United States.
Redfield says it's the husband of the Chicago woman who was diagnosed with the illness after returning from China. Now, there are 6 confirmed cases of the virus in the U.S. Don't forget, you can listen to the news anytime by logging on to usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.